Monday, the 22nd of August, 2022, our food markets continue to be characterized by diversity, which is very important, which is a very key feature of how we can describe our food systems. We can't talk about Zimbabwean agriculture when we're talking about only a few commodities, maize, wheat, and tobacco only. Yet we have more than 80 types of commodities which can feed our country and generate a lot of income, build businesses that are really resilient in a changing climate. Mornings today have been quite windy and chilly, slightly chilly over the past few days, but morning definitely. But generally, the performance of the market has remained quite steady, brisky, and with many consumers, many buyers coming to buy commodities early in the morning for resale. Buses are quite busy. Most of our food travels through long-distance public transport, like long-distance buses and combis and others. They take food in quite smaller volumes, but ultimately, really, it adds up to a lot of commodities. So starting with potatoes, as usual, just today, $3.50. It's quite an increase by just 50 cents. Small, $3 to $4. Medium, $4.50 to $5 a pocket. $5.50 a pocket. Large, $6 to $7. Extra large, $7.50 today. $7.50 extra large potatoes. Those ones are good for chips. So we see supplies actually increase as well. Supplies remains firm around above 500 tons into mass markets like Mbare, and not mentioning other markets like Chitungwiza, Oblawayo, Sakuva and others. So potato really is a permanent fixer in the markets, in the mass market. They take much more volumes than former markets, even processors. So it shows that these markets really need to be supported. Tomatoes today, a coffin, that's a bigger one, sandak and a half, is going for $35. There are fewer coffins today, these measurements. Sandak, 20 to 28 today, so it's dropped by $2, but it remains very firm. These are local tomatoes that are preferred by many consumers. Wooden box, $5 to $6. Plastic dish, $2 to $3. Cardboard boxes from Zambia, these are $12 to $16. They remain very firm, so we still have supplies from outside the country, cardboard boxes which are coming into the country, showing that most consumers prefer fresh tomatoes rather than processed tomatoes. It's one of the signals that we pick from our mass markets. Vegetables, cabbages, 25 to 50 cents a head or dollar for two for four, depending on size. And then we have kovo, $2 to $3 a bundle, it's quite an increase. Rep, $1.50 to $2. Tunga, $2.50, it's also quite an increase. We have fewer supplies over the weekend. Beetroot, dollar, only 10 kg pocket, $5 to $9. Bundle, 50 cents to a dollar. Semia, that's a 60 kg bag of onion, 25, 28. Then English cucumber, 50 cents to a dollar. Cauliflower and broccoli, $1.50 a kg. Celery, $1. Chili pepper, $1. These are small measurements, but nevertheless, they are quite active in the market. Lettuce, 50 cents to $1. Cherry tomato, $1. Then garlic, still at $2.50 a kg. Together, turmeric, $2.50 a kg. Then we have ginger, $1.50 to $2 a kg. Okra, $2.50 to $3 a 5 liter, is doing very well. Eggplant, $1 to $2. Gem squash is not coming in the market. Farmers are saying they've got gem squash, but we don't see it in the market. Perhaps it's being consumed in local markets, even at farm level, at household levels. Mushroom fresh, that's oyster mushroom, $1 to $2. It still remains $1 to $2 a punnet. Red and yellow pepper, $2.50 a kg. That food section, not much change in the dry food section. 20 liter bucket of matemba, $36.38. And then 30 kg semia, $220. Still at that price. Madora, 20 liter bucket, $30.35. 60 kg bag of Madora, $420. It's quite pricey. And then sugar beans, $16.18 a bucket. Soya shanks, $2.53 a 5 kg. And then our dry food section, not much change in the dry food vegetable section. Munyemba, $16 a bucket. Munyeve, $14. Mutsine, $15.16. Dried cove and cabbage, $15.18. High value commodities, sweet potato, $3.50 to $6 a 2 liter bucket. 60 kg bag is $20.30. It's quite, firming up markedly. And then we have Gogoya, 2 liter bucket, $10 to $11. Not changing. 60 kg semi of Magogoya, 150 kg bag of Magogoya, 70-80. Apparently, Magogoya now have got their own market outside the bigger market, showing that they need a space. For some reason, Magogoya is coming up in volumes this year. Butternuts today is 35-40 a semia. That's quite an increase of prices. Supplies have been very low. Carrots, 25-38, also quite an increase. Green pepper, 8 to 13. Supplies have actually been quite more. And then cucumber, 20-25, it's also an increase over the weekend. Then fine beans, 40, 45, looks like they are almost going out of season now. The price actually continue to rise. Fine beans, peas, 14, 15, it's also coming very well. Green millets, $2.50 a dozen. Actually, we have lorries, big trucks coming in with the green millets from many areas, just the same way oranges are supplied using trucks, big trucks. So we see big trucks coming of green millets. So prices have gone slightly down, but nevertheless, business quite brisky. Sugar cane, $8 to $12 a bundle. Fruit basket, the fruit basket is also very strong. Masao, $1.50 a 5 liter. Matowe, $1.50 to $2 a 5 liter, doing very well. Nyi, $5.50 is quite an increase there. It looks like they are going out of season now. $5.50 per 5 liter. Mauyu, $5 liter, is still very, supplies are quite coming very well. Then apple, 16-18 a box. Avocado, 30 to 50 cents. Then banana, $8 to $9. Oranges, $3 to $4 a pocket. Nachos, $10 to $12. PS, 18 to 20 a box. Strawberry, $1 a punnet. Grapes, 16-18. Grapes are actually also doing very well on a box. Pawpaw, $1 to $2, doing very well. Rusika, tamarind, so $1 a punnet, still doing very well as well. Then with coconut, $1.50. Watermelon, $3 to $6. Quite pricey now. Prices are going up for sweet watermelon. Again, pineapples, $10 to $12 a box. Lemon, $3 to $4. Field crops, grain maize grain is going for $4 to $5, not changing. Maize mare, $20 a bucket. Nzungumusho, $24 a bucket. Anshelo groundnuts, $4 to $6. Anshelo groundnuts, $4 to $6 a bucket. Mumare groundnuts, $10 a bucket. Nyimo shelled, $18. Soybeans, $10 to $12. Wheat, $7 to $8. Popcorn, $16 to $18. Cowpeas, $10 to $12 a bucket. Sunflower, $6 to $7 a bucket. Still firming up at that price. Munga, that's pearl millet, $8 a bucket. Rio, $16 to $18. Rice shelled, $40. Unshelled, $20. Mapfunde, that's sorghum, $10 to $12. So we've not seen much change in the food crop section. Then we have poultry section. Modern broilers, $5 to $6. Mothers, $8 to $10. Off layers, $4 each. Rodana hens, $4 to $6. Cocks, $5 to $7. Hunger, that's guinea fowl, $7 to $10. Ducks, $9 to $12. Turkeys, $15 to $25. Quite a range there. And then pigeons, $1.50 to $2. Rabbits, $7 to $12, depending on size. Then our egg section, small, $2.20 to $2.50. Medium, $3.20 to $3.50. Large, $3.50 to $4. So it's quite a very busy market really for all these things. There are young people who really patronize egg section. Then processed foods, peanut butter, $1 liter, $2.50. And then maputi, 50 cents to $1, a very big packet. And fine cooking oil, 2 liters going for $4.50 to $5. 5 liter, $11 to $12. And then down to mahew, they've all types of mahew that are coming into the market. $2 a big packet, which people are really buying for resale. So this is what's happening in our markets. Our markets, Monday being Monday, the activity is quite high. The market opens usually around 4:30, 5 or so, and then it's quite busy until 1:30, when more commodities start coming for resale for the following day. So our markets really operate almost on a daily basis, doing very well. Many actors are coming in, consumers from everywhere. We have young people who are really push trucks to carrying food to the transport section. So our mass markets are quite busy. As I said from the beginning, we need to look at diversity. We've talked about diversity of food. We use our mass markets, they're the only barometer for our food system in Zimbabwe. So we have to continue monitoring our prices, continue our supplies, what is coming from, wherever it is coming from, so that we support our agriculture. So we are really going to continue monitoring this, and we hope policymakers really are going to pay attention to our mass markets and even support infrastructure development so that our markets are in a good state. We can't talk about export markets when our local markets are not in a good state. So we have to continue to build our domestic markets as a launch pad for our export markets. As always, my name is Charles Dewa E. Mukambo.